dug those, of course, we had to have the machine, and they used mats, big wooden mats, and the machine would sit on be a bunch of wooden planks all bolted together, and the machine would set on a set of planks, and then there'd be another set, so when he dug an area, then they hook these mats and put them in front of the machine and move on to that set to keep it afloat.
Just keep moving and moving the...
So how many people would that take?
Well, it would just the operator mostly. He could hook it. Sometimes we had a guy out there with him to hook the mats, but in most cases, the operator could do that himself, to have a hook hanging down, you know, and hook this, you know, a good operator. Swing the mat in right in, you know, in front of him, with the machine, with a machine. Yeah, because they were heavy, big, heavy things.
Yeah, and then if there was a guy available just to make it quicker, a lot of times there'd be a guy out there with him just when he would swing around to hook the mat, and then put in that guy standing there.
Dig 4 feet and then hook the mat and do it again, you know.
And then you would just put the spoil right there then, right?
Yes, like yeah, next, just off to the side. Yeah. And later on after it dried, then the farmer or whoever would level it off, you know, but it would just pile up on right there along the ditch.